Hello, children. Today we're going to talk about drugs and how drugs are bad, okay? We're going to show you some examples of people who are on drugs, people who are looking to date you while they're on drugs. They can only think that this is a good idea because they're on drugs. So let's take a look at some examples of people on drugs. Our next person right here is clearly on drugs. This is what she's looking for. She's seeking a man who's kind, athletic, driven, passionate, aware, non-defensive, and can find the absurdity in the mundane. She can't foresee selling her house or property because it requires a lot of her work. She chews Nicorette gum and smokes weed. She drinks here and there, but she prefers marijuana. She has a shit ton of cats, that's her words, and a disabled dog. Her house doesn't stink, but everybody needs more attention than she has to offer. Hopefully you can help out with that. She's also a vegan, but she doesn't know how to cook. Children, this is a person who's clearly on drugs. And as she's indicated, she is somebody who's on drugs. That's somebody you want to stay away from, okay? Because they're on drugs and they're confused. And they think that they're good for you to date, when in reality, their life is a train wreck. Let's look at some more people who are on drugs. All right, children, here's our next person who's clearly on drugs. She's a 36-year-old high school graduate. She smokes often. She does drugs often. But thankfully, she hasn't had any kids. Because if you're on drugs, you don't want to have any kids. But sometimes, people who are on drugs, they have kids too. And those kids can be seriously messed up. That's why you don't want to do drugs. She doesn't want to date anybody who's unemployed. Nor does she want to date anybody who drives a Chevrolet. But if you're on drugs, she would like to date you, I'm certain. She's looking for her partner in crime, and that partner being someone who does drugs. Children, this is the kind of profile you write when you're on drugs. Remember, children, drugs are bad, okay? Because when you're on drugs, you think this is a good dating profile, and you think that people want to date you for you. But really, they just want to date you so they can get into your pants. And maybe so that they can get some money from you for drugs. Children, drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. Let's see some more druggy profile. Here is our next person who's on drugs. She's a 38-year-old supposed bachelor degree recipient. Although I'm not sure who would be giving out a bachelor's degree to this one. She doesn't smoke, but she does drugs often. As you can see, she's made some interesting choices in her life, and the only way you make those kinds of choices if you're on drugs. She says that she's not a whore, and don't ask her if she's DTF or wants to hook up. Well, clearly DTF and want to hook up is the same thing. But in the druggy mind, that's two different things. She does have a mind, apparently, because she has a bachelor's degree, and she claims that she does tend to use it. This is questionable, children, because as you could see, she's made some very questionable decisions in her life. She's on probation and house arrest, so don't judge her for her past. Children, only in the mind of a druggy would they think this is a good idea to put themselves out on a dating site for you to try to date them, just for the simple fact that they are on house arrest. Children, drugs are bad. Okay? Okay. Now, children, I'll save the best one for last. And hopefully you haven't clicked off this video to go smoke weed and watch cat videos. This profile I'm gonna have to read in its entirety, just so you can see how bad drugs are. And this is what her profile has to say. I have four kids that are pretty much my life. I have a boyfriend, but he's in jail right now, which sucks because I don't know what to do without him. Me and my oldest son got kicked out of my boyfriend's house the day he got arrested.
We now live in my old-ass RV, and actually I have nowhere to park this thing. I'm married, but we've been separated for over 6 years now, and my husband is also in jail. My boyfriend and my husband both went to jail on the same fucking day. Go figure. My kids live with him except for my oldest son, which lives with me. I do have a drug addiction to heroin and meth. It's really bleep hard to stop doing BLK. That must be some code word for drugs. But oh well, right now I'm trying to hang out and forget about my problems for a minute. I need help in every possible fucking way. I'm open to suggestions. I can't find any photos that aren't from Snapchat. That's what me and my kids usually take pics, and I look way better with those pics. Children, there's gonna be somebody out there that's gonna try to date this druggy whore. Make sure that's not you. Children, as I've demonstrated for you today, drugs are bad, okay? Stay away from drugs. We'll see you the next time when we look at some more druggy profiles. Okay? Okay.
You wish your girlfriend was hot like me. Hot like me. Hot like me. Everybody wants a girlfriend hot like me.